You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, today's the day. Polls are closing in the US over the next few hours, and results are going to start to come in over the next couple of days. Early and mail-in voter turnout has been massive, which is a great thing, but those votes also take longer to count than those cast on the day, so we find ourselves in a bit of a limbo. Being in limbo isn't the most comforting thing in the world, but one thing we can take comfort in is that we're not alone when it comes to the stresses of Election Day. We're all waiting with bated breath to see who will be the next president of the United States, and so it feels appropriate to talk about the impact that this election has had on mental health. In January, the American Psychological Association released a survey performed on over 3,600 adults in the US. More than half, 56%, noted that the 2020 election was a major source of stress. This is just 4% higher than the previous election, but it does represent a trend towards higher stress and uncertainty over the past 4 years. This survey was obviously conducted before shit really hit the fan. Since then, the American Psychological Association has conducted 3 more surveys looking into the impacts of COVID-19, but they also have some interesting data in terms of the political landscape. Volume 1 of their COVID survey, released in May, divided feelings about the government's virus response by party affiliation. 73% of surveyed Democrats said that the government's response to COVID-19 was a significant source of stress, while 63% of Republicans, just 10% less, felt the same way. 2/3 of Americans total, then, are unsatisfied and stressed about the way the current administration is handling the virus. A month later, in mid-June, the APA released another survey, this time gauging stress levels in relation to the Black Lives Matter protests that took place in response to the murder of George Floyd. 83% of the respondents said they were significantly concerned with the future of the United States. That number had previously peaked at 69 back in 2018. Stress in relation to discrimination also spiked in the months since the previous survey. In May, before the death of George Floyd, 42% of Black Americans cited discrimination as a major source of stress. In June, that number shot up to 55%, just 1 month after the previous survey. These are pretty grim statistics and represent a massive decrease in the quality of mental health among Americans. 72% of respondents cited 2020 as the lowest point in recent US history, up from 56% over the past 2 years. Overall, this suggests that the growing discomfort and unrest over the past few years has reached a boiling point in 2020. With that being said, June appears to have been a peak in terms of unrest, with stress levels decreasing slightly by the time the next survey took place in July. Even still, the ongoing protests had a significant effect, with 60% of respondents saying that police violence against minorities was a major source of stress. In terms of politics, the survey also looked at how Democrats and Republicans felt about the current political climate. 76% of Democrats cited political uncertainty as a major source of stress, compared to 67% of Republicans. While 77% of Democrats and 62% of Republicans said they were concerned about the current political climate. These 3 surveys are a really interesting look at how mental health has been impacted over the past year, and it feels as though we're reaching a fever pitch in terms of political concerns with the election results right around the corner. We can observe a trend towards increased uncertainty and stress around the US election, compounded by the COVID-19 response and the Black Lives Matter protests. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, also conducted a survey in the last week of June, looking into the prevalence of various mental health conditions. Comparing their data to that from a year prior, they spotted a tripling of symptoms for anxiety disorder, from 8.1% to 25.5%, and a quadrupling of the prevalence of depression, from 6.5% to 24.3%. It is very, very important to note that the CDC has cited one of the reasons for this increase to be a change in their methodology, which means the data may not be directly comparable. But even standing on its own, this data paints a pretty grim picture of current mental health in the United States. It's also worth noting that the time in which the survey took place, late June, was likely the peak in terms of compounding sources of stress. As I mentioned before, this was during the peak of protests in major cities across the country. as well as being in the very middle of the pandemic, which has had severe financial impacts. So what role does all of this stress play in the election? Al Jazeera reported last month on the impact that mental health can play in voter turnout. They spoke to Christopher Ojeda from the University of Tennessee, who has specifically studied this link between depression and participation in politics. He noted that the physical act of going out to vote can be exceptionally difficult for people suffering from depression, who may not have the energy or the motivation to go out and participate. Further, many polling places in the United States have been suffering from massive lines, with waits taking as long as several hours for early voting, which is massively demoralizing for people who are already not feeling enthusiastic about the process. Ojeda notes that this lack of motivation also extends to the political process at large, not just in voting, but in keeping oneself aware of politics. People suffering from poor mental health are more likely to lose interest in politics, as well as develop feelings that they aren't knowledgeable enough to participate in political discussions. So when it comes to politics, mental health is a very important thing. Democracy is fueled by enthusiasm, so it's a bit concerning to see just how severely people's mental health has been impacted this year. With that being said, if you're feeling stressed about the election, you are most certainly not alone. It's very important that you put your own self-care first. This has been all about mental health in the United States, but the election is something that is stressing all of us out everywhere, so I'd love to hear what you think. If you have any thoughts or want to share how you feel about the election, shoot us a text at 5395. Otherwise, rest easy, take a bath, and I'll see you next time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.